Lord talking to him. And the birth of Samson. His dad was Manoah, and Manoah's wife, actually. Again, an angel appeared to her, but she thought she was talking to a man. When it talks about this child being born and what they're supposed to do, how they're supposed to rear that child. And so there, again, they thought they were talking to people, a person. Jacob, in Genesis 32nd chapter 24, and this is the passage where he wrestles all night. And at first it appears to him as a man, but it says he is wrestling with the angel of God. And describes the man of God come to, and came to me. It's what that passage says. And so those simple verses tell us, okay, they appeared as people or as mankind. And when you look and think, okay, so they appeared as people, but also they look like men, and also they appeared in white apparel at times. Now, that's true. When people sometimes think about angels in white apparel, that's true. The Bible does speak about them in that way. It speaks about them in Matthew 20, chapter 3 and 4, at the tomb of Jesus, and it says, talk about the angel outside the tomb, and his appearance like lightning, and his garments as white as snow, and the guards shook with fear and became like dead men. Okay, there's an angel talk about white apparel at the ascension of Jesus in Acts, the first chapter, that when Jesus ascended up into heaven, and the disciples were there. It says in verse 10, and while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. Again, the passage plainly identifies them as being angels in that case there. And so we read through these passages. Now, you may notice something though. And that is when people think about angels, and you think about the white apparel, what also goes along with it? Wings. A lot of times there's wings. You know, they're never described as having wings. The only things in the Bible described in that sense of spiritual beings with wings are the cherubs and the seraphim. And they're not the angels we're talking about here. And so that shows you how sometimes things kind of get confused or mingled up with what the Bible teaches. And then also how they appear. In Acts the 12th chapter 7, Peter's in prison. James had been beheaded. Herod Agrippa has Peter put in prison. He's under guard arrest. And all of a sudden, verse 7 said, and there was an angel. So all of a sudden he appeared. No explanation how he got there. He just was there. And so a sudden appearance. Acts 10, chapter 3, Cornelius has a vision. And in that vision, an angel speaks to Cornelius and tells him what to do. So there he appeared in a vision. Numbers 22nd chapter, we're going to talk about this a little more tonight, so I'm not going to read that passage. But this passage of Balaam and his donkey. And you read that passage, you realize that Balaam, the person, could not see the angel at first. It was the donkey that saw the angel. And it was a donkey that actually spared, because his action had Balaam's life spared. But in that case there, one could see the angel, the other one could not. And so, in this case here, it was visible to some, the donkey, and not visible to the person. That's my point here in this passage for us to look at. Now, when we look on, let's say here, there's three specific angels talked about in the Bible. Okay, one is angel of the Lord. And that angel of the Lord, as you look at it, is talked about, again, used a number of times in the Bible. In fact, over in Exodus 23, verse 23, it refers to it. And there it actually says, my angel, is used in that passage. And that is an angel sent from God, is talked about. And again, interestingly enough, how many times when we read about the 10th plague on Egypt, and somebody said, well, you know, God sent the death angel. Well, that phrase is not used in that passage. That we don't read about the death angel, the angel of death. It's not used in the Bible. And then we have Gabriel that's talked about. It means hero of God. And he's talked about a number of passages into Zacharias in Luke's first chapter in verse 19. And talked about the birth of John. And so the angel answered and said to him, I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God and was sent to speak to you and bring you these glad tidings. And then going down verse 26 says, now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to the city of Galilee named Nazareth. And so there we have by name he'll talked about and identified with us. And his name means hero of God again. And then also we have Michael. And Michael, they say his name means who is like God. And Michael is talked about in a number of passages. Over in Daniel, the 12th chapter, verse 1. It said, at that time, Michael shall stand up, a great prince who stands watch over the souls of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. And so here he's talking about being Michael in this passage here. If you look over in 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter. Turn over there, I didn't put this on the chart. But 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, and verse 16. It said, for the Lord himself will descend from the heaven with a shout, with the voice of archangel, and the trumpet of God, and the dead of Christ shall rise first. And there we read about the archangel. And the archangel, we identify as Michael because over in Jude, the 9th verse, if you go to Jude, the 9th verse, and that passage, it says, yet the Michael, the archangel, in contending with the devil when he disputed about the body of Moses, did not bring against him a reviling accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke you. And so that Jude, the 9th verse, identifies Michael as being the archangel there. So that's three angels we have specifically mentioned. Now again, they're innumerable, but these three are given by name. And so, as in this lesson, we find here then, the angels are not certain things. One is, angels are not deity. They're not gods. Okay, they are created beings, lower than deity. And as you think about it, their role then is determined by God, much like man. Our role is determined by God. And not only that, but also angels are not worthy of worship. Sometimes today people will bow down and want to give homage and worship to the angels. Well, only deity is worship of the is worthy of that. In fact, over Revelation, the last chapter of Revelation, 22nd chapter, and verses 8 and 9, the scripture says, now I, John, saw and heard these things, and when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angels, show me these things. And then he said to me, see that you do not do that, for I am your fellow servant, and of your brethren the prophets, and of those who keep the words of this book, worship God. If an angel appeared, if you're trying to worship an angel will tell you, don't do that. Your only deity, only God is to be worshipped. The second thing is, they're not dead saints. They're not described as being young children passed away. And they're not people that die before their time. You know, sometimes we have that phrase used. I think the movie Heaven Can Wait is built on that idea. Here's a person that dies and they're trying to find redemption. There's a TV show that's been on called In Between. And again, that has the idea of somebody who dies and they're trying to find some kind of resolution, some kind of peace, some maybe something they had not done that they should have done while they were still alive. And therefore, they come back as an angel trying to earn their wings, trying to earn their salvation. No, the Bible doesn't describe them that way. But not people who die before their time. They're not our source of authority. God is that. The scripture is that. The only authority the angels ever had was the authority given them by God. In fact, in Galatians 1st chapter, the Apostle Paul, in talking about false doctrines being taught, said in Galatians 1st chapter that even if I or if an angel from heaven shall preach to you any of the gospel, then while I preach to him, let him be accursed. In 1st Corinthians 1 verse 8. And so somebody may say, well, you know, an angel appeared to me and the angel told me to do this. Well, Paul would say, even if an angel did, don't listen to him. If it's not in the scriptures, that angel's not your source of authority. And finally, angels are not subject to the gospel of Christ. And what I mean by that is that they're not having the gospel preached to them. God did not give the Great Commission to say, go and preach to all mankind and all the angels. No. But the gospel of Christ is for mankind. Jesus did not die for the angels on the cross. He died for people. He died for you and me. And so it's limited in that sense there. So the angels are not these things right here. As we end the lesson, all of God's creation has a purpose. Everything God made was for a reason. Angels had their purpose, just as you and I have ours. Solomon, in addressing that subject of our purpose, said, here's the purpose of man, to fear God, to keep His commandments. That's why God made us. That's why we're here, is to do what God said to do, to serve Him. Fortunately, that God loves us and God wants us to serve Him. God's Son died for us so that we can approach Him and do His will. That our sins be washed away by the blood of His Son when we obey the gospel of Christ. And so we have this opportunity. We have the song, the invitation. We will have a, like I said, a second lesson tonight on the roles and of place, basically, of angels. But this morning now we have the song selected. And what's the song, Glenn, again?
3:26.
Okay, I have to find my song leader here. 3:26. But trust and obey. If you need to respond to the invitation this morning, why don't you come forward as you stand as we sing.
Our way.